invite you to join me on this journey this month, to be open to the possibilities that you might not have even considered. I'd like to focus this week on living in the question, a high idea. And what I'm referring to there is that you don't always have to know. That can you just move forward in trust, in faith? And if you can't, I'll give you some tools on how you might do that. If you're not being defined by a vision of the future, then you're left with the old memories of the past, and you will be predictable in your life, Joe Dispenza. And what he talks about there is that if you're carrying around worries and stresses about what happened, then you're really making them alive again today. And that if you can somehow put them in a box, metaphorical box, and just set them to the side, and move forward, knowing that there is something better unfolding, that your life then isn't going to be a repeat of all of the stuff that happened to you in the past, but there's actually a possibility of more possibilities. So we're going to look at visioning, we're going to look at already, and at horses. So I'd like to first identify the difference between visioning and visualization. You can visualize only that which you already know. Visioning is being receptive to catch a vision for your life outside of your current awareness and understanding for yourself. And you can do that in a number of ways, and I'm going to walk you through how you might be in that open state of visioning rather than visualization. And before I go into this next part, you've heard of people who create a vision board, for instance. And that's okay. That actually can work really well and has for me. The thing is that whatever you put on a vision board needs to be an expectation of it happening, not something that you are attempting to fix, that you're still stuck in. And the difference is that if you're putting something on your board because of the lack of it, then you're going to continue experiencing lack. Whereas if you put it on your vision board with the idea that you know somehow, some way, something like that or better is going to show up in your life, then that is the attitude and state of being that is open to the possibilities. So I have a question for you. Are you asking the universe for what you want, and or are you open to receive the fullness of life that you are? And are you ready to set free and let loose within you the infinite possibilities? And if you're not, that's okay. You can stop watching now. But if you are, I have some ideas for you. Living in the question invites us to listen to and from a different place, beyond the egoic mind, to that which is seeking to express in, as, and through us. You are an individualized expression of the One. You're actually infinite reality. You have access to the infinite wisdom and intelligence of life right now. Even if you're feeling sad or in an emotional state or in the middle of a challenge or in the middle of a crisis, you are part of life. You are part of this powerful, magnificent, all possibilities state. And when you remember that, then things in your life can begin to change because you're not stuck. Life actually flows through you as you, and you experience it to the degree that you set previous ideas aside and become aware and conscious of this indwelling universal spirit. Direct awareness is available to you through your intuition, and also can be intentionally developed through visioning. And we'll have a small experience of that visioning in a little bit. So again, I talked about the vision board. It helps get you clear on your intention because you're associating objects and material things to knowing that you have them. Now I'm abundant, healthy, joyful, whatever it might be that you're knowing. Just remember that as you create that vision board, that you don't create it that you're in the state of waiting for it to happen. Because if you're waiting for it to happen, you're sort of going to be stuck in the waiting. Whereas if you can bring it inside, the vision of it within you, and imagine it being right here, right now, in this moment, then it starts to be your reality. But if you're waiting for it, if you're believing that the outer world has to change in order to feel better, you're going to be waiting quite a long time. So do you see the difference? So when you feel, let's say, grateful, or you feel a love for life, or you feel a joy for existence, or you feel a passion for the moment, you're actually not looking for your future. You're going to feel like it already happened. Because gratitude brings you into the now moment. Feeling a love for life is the now moment. Feeling joy for being here is being in the now moment. But when you start feeling like I don't have it, then you start to experience those, what I call self-limiting emotions. And you feel separation. You start looking for it outside of yourself. You keep waiting. You're not creating in that state of mind. And you're in separation again. And I can't explain to you how it works. I don't know how it works. All I can tell you is that when you change your mindset to that of believing that it already exists, rather than waiting for something to happen, that something does shift and life does start to present itself differently. So I invite you to consider that. And that brings me to the word already. Can you, in your mind, vision that something already exists? You don't need to see pictures of it. What I want you to experience is, what does it feel like if it already exists? So let's say it's a relationship that you're looking for. What does it feel like? Close your eyes for a minute. What does it feel like to already have that relationship? Or money, or a job, or living accommodations, or that new car, or more than enough money to do what you want to do? What does it feel like right now? Because you know what? There's a part of you called your subconscious mind that doesn't know whether it's in the future or whether it's in the past or whether it's in the now. It thinks everything is in the now. So if you put yourself in a state of being that it already exists, then somehow you become a magnet for it to already exist. And don't take my word for it. I want you to experiment with this, because this is one of the most powerful things that you could ever do for yourself. So what is a state of being? Do whatever it takes for you to move into this state of being of already having. So a state of being is how you are thinking, believing, and behaving in any given moment. So if you can put yourself in a state of being, of already having accomplished something, already having something in your life, already experiencing it, even if you don't, if you can really get yourself clear in that state of being, then spirit, life, God says yes, and it becomes your reality. So here's something I want you to think about. Your thoughts are the vocabulary of the brain. But your feelings are the vocabulary of your body. And how you think and how you feel in combination create your state of being. So the moment that you remember your problems, you create a state of being that's connected to the past, and you attract more problems. So I invite you to harmonize not only your thoughts but your feelings into that already state of being, whatever that might be. And maybe life is going along tickety-boo, and it's really, really great. Then being in that state of being of appreciating everything that you have in your life ensures that tomorrow is going to continue to be fantastic, even if there is a crisis or a challenge, because you have already written your future with the thoughts and feelings you're having right now. There's someone who said once, if you want to know your future, look at your thoughts today. So get very clear on that vision of your future. However you do it, and begin to combine that clear intention with a higher emotion really doesn't matter, as long as you do it. So let's take just a moment right now. We'll take about a minute or so. And just take a deep breath and just relax. And I want you to imagine, maybe it's the challenge that you have right now. And I'm going to allow you the opportunity to just think about it for one moment. And I'd like you to just take that idea, that challenge, that thought, that negative thinking, and just move it over to the side and just set it aside. And imagine with your eyes closed what your life feels like, as if that no longer exists. And it has been resolved in a way that is really positive and life-affirming and good. Take a moment. Now bring your attention back to the room. So are you believing in your past more than you're believing in your future? Because every time that you worry or you stress about something, or you think about a problem, you're actually in the past. And you're creating your now moment, you're creating your future. And so I invite you to really think about this word already. Your feeling is your compass, because that feeling drives your behaviors. You'll get more of those thoughts, and when you feel that feeling, good or negative, no person, no thing, no experience will stand in the way of you in that vision. Now I want you to hear that. Whatever you are feeling is your compass. So if you're not feeling good, then there is nothing that's going to solve it. No person, no thing, no experience is going to stand in the way of you continuing to feel that way until you change your mind. And if you're feeling good, there is nothing outside of you that controls you. You get to choose your own feelings. You get to choose your own state of being. You have that power. And I invite you to use it. I invite you to remember that you are magnificent and wonderful, and you have been given this opportunity to look at what choices you're making. And so whether you choose good or bad, it doesn't matter. The universe says yes, and nothing gets in the way of that. That's how powerful you are. So choose the good. choose the positive, choose the affirming, life-affirming, gratitude state of being. In the state of already, the universe reveals wealth, health, freedom, and you fill in the blanks. People have actually healed themselves of different health conditions, and that has happened from this state of already knowing that everything's okay. When they ultimately connect with the part of them that is not sick, which can be in this now moment, that often a disease will go into remission or disappear completely. And I want you to hear this. If one person has ever done that, then you can too. Because as a human being, you have that available to you. So whether you're in some kind of a health crisis, a financial crisis, restricted in some way, that doesn't have to be your reality. It can shift in a nanosecond. And you know, the people who have healed themselves, and my son is one of them, he healed himself from a very, very debilitating hip disease in a matter of 6 weeks, where he reversed it completely. And he doesn't look back. And there is a belief system within him now that moves him forward in life, knowing that he has within him all that he needs to move through life in a really empowering way. And so I invite you again to remember, don't take my word for it. Practice this, whether it be in baby steps or in big steps. Whatever you choose, however you need to get to that state of being, of already having that which you think that you're lacking right now, you will start to experience it in your life. So are you ready to feel this way? To feel already? Are you ready to no longer be dependent on anything outside of you? For that's the moment you also give people in your life the permission to do the same. And I don't know about you, but often the complaints that people have are about how other people behave. And the thing is that when you are fully in the awareness of the control that you have in your own life, then what other people do really doesn't affect you, not in the same way. So are you open to the highest idea of your life? Just being open to it allows it to start to happen. And so through the spiritual practice of visioning, it can happen for you. And I invite you, after you have listened to this lesson, to go back to the very beginning where we did our daily meditation before we started the service. We're doing a visioning process there. If you didn't participate in it already, go back and do it now. When you open up to the infinite potential of spirit through visioning, you tap into a realm of possibilities much greater than you have ever experienced before. So horses, what do horses have to do with it? Well, some people fall off and then they go into guilt and analysis and they take weeks or even months, years. You could say, I fell off. Let me just get back on and keep on going. So it's okay if you fall off the horse, just get back on. So if you've been doing this spiritual practice and occasionally you find yourself down the rabbit hole, that's like falling off the horse. You can just get back on. Or you can wallow in it for a while if you like, if you need to, if that's something that is what you feel you need to do, that's okay too. Just know that you do have the choice to get back on. To start doing your spiritual practices again, to start being in that already state of mind. So are you practicing keeping your energy up on a daily basis? For you are greater than your habits and emotional conditionings of your body. You're greater than any circumstance in your life. If you keep visioning already in feelings, then all of a sudden, when you're connected to the energy of your future in that already state, it arrives. If you're always waiting for happiness, then you're not creating your happiness. Are you ready to be the one who says, I'm not going to take that personally, or I'm not going to react, or I'm not going to going back to that person again? Are you ready to self-regulate, to notice what you're doing habitually, to notice your thinking? Because you only need a few of these experiences to know that this is the truth about you, this experience of how life brings to you what you think about the most, what you feel the most. That already state of being, whether it be positive or negative, shows up in your life. And when you start to notice it, that you naturally start to manage how you think and how you feel, and you start to manage where you put your attention. So I invite you to start thinking about that this week. Right now, actually. Are you in that already state? Are you ready already? Don't make it be about the end result. Make it about the effort every day to be in the state of being already. Because again, if you project yourself into the future, imagining yourself being already, then in a way you're waiting for it. Why not just do it now? If you have been the victim of your life, it takes some unlearning, and the unlearning process is an important process, because once you do that, you're clearing out and making room for the next creation. And I know that it gets easier and easier because you start to understand how it works. You start to see the results in your life. So are you ready to start visioning rather than visualizing? Are you ready to be in that state of already? And if you fall off the horse and forget, that's okay. You can get back on and start again. So let's anchor that with Margaret Owens Grace's song, Yes, God, I Believe. Take it away, Emilio.
Will this day I be a blessing? Will this year be better than the last? Will I calm the voice that hounds me? Discard the demons of the past? Will I step out of my faith now? Live the truth I've come to know? Throw my dreams into the river. Let these four words help them flow. Singing, yes, God, I believe. Yes, God, I believe. Yes, God, I believe. Sing it with me now. Yes, God, I believe. Yes, God, I believe. Yes, God, I believe. Maybe it's a body that needs healing, a relationship that's warm, or a child that is in trouble. There's a friendship that's been torn. Or here's a job that needs new vision. A bank account that needs relief. I don't have to tell you all my problems. I just gotta rest in your belief. Singing, yes, God, I believe. Yes, God, I believe. Yes, God, I believe. sing it with me now. Yes, God, I believe. Yes, God, I believe. Yes, God, I believe. I believe in your goodness. I believe in your grace. I believe that your power is flowing through me in this space. For you've given me guidance, and you gave me desire, and you would not have set my flame in my heart if I could not find a fire. So I believe. Yes, I believe. Sing it with me now. Yes, God, I believe. Yes, God, I believe. Yes, God, I believe. One more time. Yes, God, I believe. Yes, God, I believe. Yes, God, I believe. Last time, I promise. Yes, God, I believe. Yes, God, I believe. Yes, God, I believe.
I always love